Unit 6. A Bit of Luck. Part 2. Page 158.
I stood in the hospital driveway, trying to decide where to go first. Outpatients? Ear, nose and throat? And then I saw the ambulance coming fast. I started to go forward, jumped back, and messed it up thoroughly. I felt the ambulance hit me, and then I felt nothing more till I woke up in bed saying, "Where am I?" "You're in hospital," said a nurse. "Is there a nurse here with the initial ZY?" I asked her. "Yes, it could be Zena Yates, the night sister." "Could you ask her to come and see me, please?" I asked her. "You'll see her tonight, but you should rest now," said the nurse. It took forever, and then a nurse bent over me. She had grey hair and seemed very friendly. "You wanted to see me," she said. "I'm Zena Yates." "You can't be," I said. "There can't be two people in the same hospital with the initial ZY. I lay there for hours, thinking, and then suddenly I had an idea. I asked again to see the night sister, Zena Yates. Maybe the suitcase belonged to her. "Miss Yates, did you ever lend a suitcase to another nurse?" I asked. "Yes," she said. "I lent my small blue suitcase to Valerie Watson. She's also a nurse here." A couple of minutes later, my dream girl was there, sitting next to my bed with a smile at the corner of her mouth. This was it, all right. There was no doubt in my mind. The only girl in the world for me. "How did you find me?" she asked. "Luck," I said, smiling. "I had a bit of luck."